Sue Gilmore's very small shareholder. I don't think for one moment that Mr. Tom Albanese requires any defence. However, I feel compelled to say that I don't think he's a brash American.
Thank you.
That was the view of the board at the time of his appointment, yeah.
Well, I think the board have done very well in appointing him to the position, and I feel that there's a lot of support for Mr. Albanese in the room. He seems to me to be a man who is very capable. I'd also like to thank our young gentleman from Perth for his comments. However, I feel they're quite parochial. We're a global... it's a global company, and he needs to think globally. And as a parting shot, I really like the cover.
Terrific. Well, thank you for all of those generous and supportive comments. I think I'll leave you and Mr. Main to have a private conversation afterwards.
Good morning, everybody. Shirley Byrne, shareholder from the Gold Coast. Mr. Skinner, members of the board, may I congratulate you on another very successful year. Long, long may it continue. To me, London is the logical place to have the top headquarters. Let's face it, London is the centre of the world. Would you mind telling me, anybody in this room who doesn't want to go to London at some time of their lives? I must confess I'm a world traveller, I'm hardly ever at home. But ask anybody, anywhere that you meet in the world, why don't you come to Australia? Oh no, it's too far away. But today, nothing is too far away. We're a global world. All we have to do, board a plane and there you are. Doesn't take time. So let's keep London the centre of Rio Tinto, because it is the centre of the world. I'm not sure whether it's the centre of the financial world. I'm not sure about that. But it certainly is the centre of the world. Let's keep it that way. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your very generous comments. I'm actually very pleased we found you at home in the week of our annual general meeting, and you weren't at the other end of the earth, which would have prevented your making your contribution. I'd like to say one thing. It's meant to be a serious point that, in my view, and I've been in global business for more than 40 years, in fact about 45 now, and I've lived and worked in many countries in the world. If you aspire to be a truly global company, you really have to be a company of the world. Wherever you operate, you've got to find the intersection of your corporate interest with the interests of the country, the communities, and the government in which you live. That's really what will make you a truly global company. And that's what Rio Tinto aspires to be. If we're in Australia, we want to be the best in Australia. If we're in Brazil, we want to be the best in Brazil. And so it goes on. We do have our principal places of business in the UK and Australia, but we certainly don't think of ourselves as anything less than citizens of the world. Thank you.